We're surrounded by forests, mostly lodgepole pines. The bark beetle is native to forests in the Rockies, but its numbers have surged since the 1990s. The landscape is a patchwork of green and red. The red trees have been killed by the bark beetle. Jan Hackett with the Colorado State Forest Service says many of the green trees are also infected.
Well, I'm just pointing to the pitch tubes, and those are fresh hits from this year's beetles. The beetles are flying right now. This is a result of this year's flight, a successful hit. This tree will be red next year.
This means the tree will be dead. Dominic Kolakowski is a biology professor at Clark University. He says climate change has caused warmer temperatures so the beetle can survive the winter and spread. But he says insect outbreaks like these are normal, and the forest will recover.
There have been very extensive, very severe outbreaks of bark beetles in Colorado long before Colorado was even a state. Large disturbances are a normal function of the ecosystems of the Colorado Rocky Mountains. So while we may look out on this and be concerned by the amount of mortality, what we need to remember is this may be unprecedented based on what we've seen over the past 100 years, but that's partly a function of our relatively short temporal perspective.
From an ecological perspective, Kolakowski just isn't worried about the beetles. But the dead trees increase the risk of fire, and with homes nearby, the forest can't be left to burn. I'm driving up a winding road to a nearby subdivision. I'm in the car with Barry Smith. He's the emergency manager for the adjacent Eagle County. He says roads like these make his job difficult.
And this is one of those subdivisions, like many of our mountain subdivisions, that from a fire safety perspective, this is the only road to get into or out of this subdivision. Yeah. So if we have a large fire here, you're trying to get fire equipment in and get homeowners out at the same time, and that's going to create a lot of problems.
So government is forced to protect nearby homes from fire and also preserve the health of the forest. Increasingly, governments are addressing the problem by clearing dead trees. State and federal governments have thinned 18,000 acres in Colorado. This compares to the 700,000 acres infected. Rob Davis is the president of Forest Energy Colorado. His company takes dead trees and makes wood pellets to heat homes. He says an opportunity exists to improve the health of the forest and make a profit.
This is an extremely valuable resource. Do we want to use it? You know, if this goes into energy and displaces fossil fuels, it helps global warming. It helps climate change. That is one of the problems that we have with these forests. So are we going to keep the narrow point of view that says, oh, it's got to stay exactly like it was historically, or do we want to open our mind and say, we can actually use this to help global warming. We can use this in cases, as long as that, remember, that first thing is the health of the forest, we can use it.
But removing dead trees might have ecological costs. A 2002 study by the University of Colorado concluded that harvesting forests leads to soil erosion, loss of nutrients, and warmer ground temperatures. Professor Kolakowski says the effects of harvesting might be worse than the initial disturbance.
That's not to say that harvesting or salvaging is inappropriate. We just need to be clear about what it is we want to do and why.
And local governments might not have the money to do it all, to curb the population of bark beetles, protect homes from fires, and preserve the ecology. Tom Fry with the conservation group The Wilderness Society remembers work he did on the Front Range. In a 10-county area, it would have cost $15 million a year for 40 years to do fire risk reduction and forest restoration.
I think one of the messages here is we don't have that money. We'll never have that money. So we as a community, and that community includes all of us, need to be hyper-strategic and surgical in where we look to apply what resources we have.
For the time being, governments are choosing to use their resources to thin the forests to reduce the risk of fire from the beetle. The U.S. Forest Service just auctioned the right for timber contractors to remove dead trees from another 1,300 acres. The work will begin by the end of the summer. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Zalasnik.